أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. الرحمن على العرش استوى. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقنا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. 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 اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا. اللهم ارزقنا نور العلم وبصيرة العلم وفهم العلم والعمل بما نعلم وتعليم عبادك يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا حكمة العلم وبهاء العلم ونور العلم وموعظة العلم. اللهم ارزقنا بركات العلم ورحمات العلم. يا الله يا الله، اللهم اجعل هذا العلم لنا وليس علينا يا رب العالمين، حجة لنا وليست علينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تقبل بها دعاءنا وأعمالنا وتغفر بها ذنوبنا وتكفر بها سيئاتنا وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات يا رب العالمين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى بعدد ما صلى وقام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الأنام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجان، وبعد ما صلت عليه ملائكة الرحمن، وبعد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، always before we do anything we set intention. Before we do anything we set intention. Anything intend for Allah, Allah accept. Anything intend not for Allah, Allah do not accept. Allah in Hadith Qudsi he said, ما كان لله دام واتصل وما كان لغير الله انقطع وانفصل. Whatever for Allah, it will be continuous and connected to Allah. And whatever is not from Allah, it will be decreased and will be cut. And this why, this is the wisdom of doing good deed. It's not how much we do, but the quality of doing it. Means intention and the purity to Allah, which today is missing from the Ummah. And this why I was talking to the brother today, and he talked to me about how much we do not find an honest person do a job as a Muslim. How much we not honest. How much we not keep our word. Which is quality of a Muslim. Let me give you something more than that. People who make a comment or an oath or an act or a trust between them and Allah and say, Allah, I will do such and such. This is dangerous. Even Shaitan, he showed up to one of the messenger and he said to him, if you have a commitment between you and Allah, don't drop it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Tawbah, he said of the meaning of, those who promised Allah and did not fulfill it, Allah will snatch their iman and fulfill their heart was hypocrite until the day of judgment. Imagine if Allah made an oath. I saw it in my life, oh Allah, I saw it. I saw brother and sister making a commitment and they said, we will do. And when the time comes, they will not do it. Do you know what I see? These people, they go down so quick and they become blind and they do not see. Do you know why? It's coming from Allah. Please don't do that. If you make a commitment, hold tight to it. And don't ever make a big commitment. Go step by step. It's better for you than going big. Today we have too many topics. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us barakah in our time. And believe it or not, I wish today we have the most of the sisters. Because today's session is very important. Especially for us as a parents. Because we want to go through some verses of Surah Yusuf. And Surah Yusuf is unique. Very unique. Do you know it is the only chapter in the Quran talk about one story? All the stories in the Quran, all the chapters in the Quran, it gives you glimpse and different pieces from different areas. Except Surah Yusuf. And if you go to the beginning of Surah Yusuf, it's amazing. Because we have to really value what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and respect it. But before we go to it, we have to remind ourselves first. When this surah has been revealed? Anybody remember? Number one, is Makki or Madani? Makki, because we're going to continue Makki. Until the time is come or whatever. Now, in Makki, the story to do what? To build faith. But Surah Yusuf is unique. Why? Surah Yusuf came after the death of Khadija radiallahu anha and his uncle. But not only Surah Yusuf, I said it before. It is Surah Yusuf, Hud, Yunus, all the surahs has name of Prophet and Messenger, all of them revealed in the same period of time. Approximately less than 1 year period. All of them, one after another. In the same time, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost Khadija and his uncle. Why? Khadija was a supporter of his money, supporter of his means, supporter of his love, supporter of his compassion, supporter of his everything. And his uncle is a supporter of his status. You know, the political status. But as we are supporting, he has lost everything. Now he has no means. Now the kuffar so hard against him. By this was he called the surah of Musa. Musa meaning to calm him down, to cool him down, to calm his heart. Now, I wish inshallah today some of my memory would be correct, because some pieces of knowledge, it would be so critical to us for some beautiful messages. And please, all the parents today, open your eyes and ears. What about the young people? I'm not a parent. I do not open my eyes and ears. Very soon, Allah knows you might be parents too. But that's when you learn. But that's when you do not do the mistake we did. Right, sister? He's around 20 years or no? No? Wrong one now? Okay, I always looked at the wrong one. Okay. There's a timing of Surah Yusuf. By this way, what is the main message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Surah Yusuf and all the surah? O Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happening to you, it happened to the people before you. And let me go quick for something before I forget. Don't be stuck with your children. Take it from me. Because our children is a trial. If the most beautiful children on earth is a trial, you will love them so much and you will be possessed with them. And if they are so mean in the neck as they are the worst children on earth, also is a trial, is a destruction to our heart. Now what you do, leave them alone. Take it from me, leave them alone. You can advise, you can set the environment, you can do whatever you have to do. But don't be attached with them. This is a problem. I know it's not easy. And when you look at their mistake, don't even talk. Take it from me. Don't even talk. Just cry. Just cry for yourself and cry for them. Because nothing you can do. And please, when you sit in the halaqa, your face up. And don't put your hand like this. Sit. Sit up. Very important, because we do not choose our children. We do not know what's written for them. They are destruction, they are fitna, they are trial. Allah said it. Not only that, Allah said, among your family, among your wife and husband and kids is a fitna, is an enemy. Enemy. Allah created an enemy. I said it in a weekend, but it was not here. One man died. He left a family with a lot of inheritance. A Muslim man. According to Sharia, inheritance should be divided with the family. The mother is old. She's not educated mother. She said to the children, don't touch anything. You do not touch anything until I die. No inheritance to be divided. One of her sons won't kill her twice. Two of her family, one of them was a big niqab and her husband is an amir of a group. She called her mother a fasik and they have to put her in a mental institute to get the legal right. By this way, she can be erased from the will. And after that, we can go to the legal position. And there was a question was from Khalid Farooqi. He asked me, how we implement Sharia? I said, you see now, according to Sharia, we have to divide the inheritance. By this way, we have two topics now. We have right to divide the inheritance. It's right by Allah, it's obligation. But the mother, she's stuck. Now what do? Put your own mom in a mental institute, take her to jail, or be patient for someone? Tell me, كل هنا فاسق. This happening. This happening so much, so massive. Can it happen? To finish it? Why? But let me tell you one of the main tribe. This mother, all she want, she did not want to die except in her own house. You know what happened? Her own young son tried to kill her twice. Her own young son, he tortured her and left her out. You know what I see? I see it all the time, the Sunnah of Allah. Your heart connected to your children will pay the price and you will pay the price. Don't connect your heart to the children. Don't. If you do not believe me, let's go to Surah Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam, who's his father? Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub has another name. What is another name? No. Israel. Because we do not know. Yaqub alayhi salam has another name. Israel. Because sometimes we curse Israel and we forget. We do not know what Israel means. Yaqub alayhi salam is Israel. Now, Yaqub alayhi salam, how many son he has? 11. You forget Yusuf alayhi salam and Benjamin. Now, Yusuf alayhi salam is the most beloved. He's the most beloved to his father. Do you know from the time he goes his brothers. How old he was Yusuf alayhi salam? Anybody know approximately?
Four.
Four? Okay.
Seven.
Put it this way to make it easy for you. All the scholars have different report. But for us two young sister, you know, is average between 7, 9, 11, 10, something like that. He's a boy. And a boy at this time, you can give it between 7 to 10. Can we be make a big fuss about his age? Don't worry about it. He's a boy between 7 and 10. Give and take 1 year. Don't worry about it. Okay? He's a boy. So beloved to his father, and his brother, they want him to go with them. But they have a plan. Now, from the time Yusuf alayhi salam left his house, what time and which year his father was able to see him again? Anybody know or how old? You are bye-bye, sister. You're drinking something today. Think. He lived around 9 years old. He went and they sold him from the well. And he been sold again in short time, a few weeks. Or less. Now he went to Egypt. In Egypt, he stayed with his family until they become youth. Meaning he still become like teens. Meaning like for example 17, 18, 17, whatever. Now said about approximately 18 years old. Meaning how many years now? Approximately 10. Approximately give it 10 to make it easy. Now, after that, the story continued for almost like 1 year. Okay, or 2 years, meaning what now? 12 years. Now, after that story with the situation with the woman, and he go to jail. For how many years?
Seven.
What, how much?
Seven.
Who said so? Two. First, he went for two. And after that, what happened? He said to the man with him, don't forget me. He forgot him. For how many? Seven. By this way, approximately give and take, how many years in jail? Put it this way, we do not know for a fact exactly because different report, different interpretation of the Quran, average between 10 to 12. By this way, 10 to 12 plus 10 to 12,
24. Now he go to Egypt. Back, he goes to the king after the dream. He interprets the dream to the king. Now the king tell him to be the king of the treasurer of Egypt. Now at this time when he was the treasurer of Egypt, they have to go for 7, another 7 is 14, and after that is 5. Do you see? By the way, we have 24 plus 14 is what? 40. And you add to that many other years? According to the report, Yaqub alayhi salam, he did not see his son for 48 years. 48 years, Yaqub waiting to see his son back. Average. Give or take 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. Because according to the report, some of them said actually 60 something. Some report 50 something. The minimum, according to what I'm explaining to you now, is 46, 47. Minimum. According to the minimum report, 47 years, Yaqub alayhi salam cannot see his own son. Do you see the tribe or not? And this is the most beloved son. What's the message in here? Right away. Don't offer your kids more than Allah. What about Ibrahim alayhi salam? Why Allah tell him to torture his own Ismail? We did not go to the stories of Messenger and Prophet in here, because it's another story by itself. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, he loved Ismail so much. And when Allah told him to slaughter his son, what it mean? The scholar said to slaughter your love. Because before you slaughter your own son, you have to love the one who commanded you more than the one you're going to do it to. For example, when Allah told us spend, the spending become is the cleansing the love of our heart and the attachment to the money. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has loved me, then your kids, similar. Love me than your wife and your husband, similar. By this way, the love for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam has to be above any love. Is everybody with me or by God? Try to focus. Because later on, I'm going to start asking questions. Whoever with me, I will know. Whoever not with me, by God. I'm serious, I'm going to ask questions all of a sudden. And I will know if you are with me or not. And don't put your hand like that. Sit straight and do not put your hand down or your head down. You with me now? Take it from me. Don't love your children. Love them is a love of mercy. Love them is a love of patience and, you know, parents. But don't have attachment in your heart to them. You see them bad, make a stir and cry for them. Finished. Don't even give too much advice. Don't run after them, try to make them the way you like. It will never happen. Try to respect what Allah will allow you to see. Maybe another son or another daughter can be good for me more than my own daughter or my own son. How I know? If you study Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam life, how many times he loved many companions, loves them so dearly. Is not his son, is not his daughter, he loved them for Allah. What is the message? Please, this is a message before I forget. Don't love your children to the point they attach to your heart. Don't love anybody more than Allah. Don't attach your heart to nobody except Allah. Don't. Otherwise, the price is severe. And I promise you, the price is so severe. Just be with them kindly, be nice, and that's it. If you see them in a way you do not like, just cry for them. And make dua, and keep doing what you have to do. you cannot stop. Because today we do not understand something. If my heart is not attached to my children, and I do good deed, and my son will do the reverse trail, and I die with the pleasure of Allah, I can have shafa'ah. I can have shafa'ah. But if I love my children, to the point who strike me, not my children take me to their fire. Who will do shafa'ah for me? I lost myself, I lost them. For what? It's not worth it. Because your children is not you, is not belong to you, is a trust. Is a trust from Allah. Don't let them possess you to the point, distract you from your life. Don't. Take it from me. Don't. I saw it in my life. I believe it without no doubt. You love your children more than you love Allah, your surprise is severe. The price is severe. Because you should love Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Islam above anybody. How I know I love them so much? Look at how much you think about them. Is the children of the Ummah is not my children? Is the problem of the Ummah is not my problem? Any one of you, if she has a quality, is more important to me than my own wife and my daughter. I have to. Because if Allah gives you opening and I see goodness in you, you are deserve more time and more connection with you more than anybody else. Because the main consumption in our life is Islam. Very important. And how to put the seed in those who deserve it and Allah open for them. What happened if my son and daughter Allah do not open for them? Nothing I can do. Allah choose whom He wants, not me. Don't ever forget that. Can Ya'qub alayhi salam say, brother, what Yusuf? Yusuf, Allah chose him. What about Benjamin? Allah chose him. From among the 11. This is a message of all the message. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Yusuf is amazing surah. Go to the first 2-3 verse. Because now the opening chapter is so amazing. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. صدق الله العظيم. And here is the first message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. We reveal to you. We give you the best stories. The best stories with a revelation from me. And before that, you are from Afilim, you do not know. What it mean? If I'm a Muslim and I do not know the concepts and the wisdom of the story of Quran, do you know what it means? I'm a Afilim. Even if I'm a Muslim, but I will not study the stories of Quran, I'm a Hafiz. By the way, Sister Samira Qureshi, write this name of the book. Write this book name, I forget to tell you yesterday. Is, and this from my, it's called, Imam Sulaiman. SubhanAllah, I lost it. I have it and I lost it. It is about some stories of different pious people. No, I give it to you guys. Great personality. Allah iftah alayka. Great personality. Yeah, great personality. Is there another one you can get? But this you get better from Dar es Salaam, Qisas ul Anbiya. Great personality from Haimi, Qisas ul Anbiya from Dar es Salaam. Is only one author, is Ibn Kathir. Now, why? Because the stories of Messenger and Prophet, imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at Messenger and Prophet stories and the sequence of them, is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Inshallah, I'll get it for you very soon. Is imagine when Allah gave us Adam, after Adam Noah, and so on and on and on, you will find out every messenger prophet has an advice and a message for us. And they go through diseases and a problem is a messenger for us. Now imagine if me, a Muslim, do not know none of that. How I can really cope with life? How? How I can be a good Muslim? And I can. Where is my wisdom coming from? My wisdom coming from what Allah tell me. It's not me. Wisdom is something Allah can give it to you if you get closer to Allah. Now, actually, if you go to Surah Yusuf, 1 to 3 is one message. And after that, you go to 21. Is so important. Our corresponding lady is not here. Is anybody's voice loud and clear? Loud and clear. I do not want to repeat it. Whose voice can read loud and clear? Whose among you can read loud and clear? Loud and clear? What's that? Okay, let's see. Loud and clear. Verse 21. Is this loud? Loud. No. Loud. I'm sorry, it's loud. Don't let me do that. Loud, once and for all. Let me tell you something, with all respect to you. Our young youth are terrible. You do not know how to read. This is not a reading. This is not a reading. When you read to an audience, you read it carefully and you read it to the audience. Meaning you read it loud and clear like you're giving a story. Not like read it to yourself. If you read it to yourself, the only one can comprehend you is yourself. It's a huge difference between reading between you and yourself and reading to the audience. And I tell you something, all of you young youth, your reading, I do not approve it for penny. Reading, adult and young. Your reading is terrible, and this is why you cannot comprehend too much. Why? If I'm reading this verse, by the time I finish the verse, I don't even know what I'm starting with. This reading, you are a liar. Honest to Allah, you are a bunch of liars. Because reading is different. If I really want to read something, I value I'm reading. I'm reading one sentence at a time. I break it down. I inculcate it in my heart. I think about it. I commit my heart to Allah. Disrespect to Quran. And even if a story, if I'm reading a story, I have to think what the author will tell me. Why he did me this way. But what is that? What is that? And this one, if I ask you what you read, you do not know. Why you do not know even what you read? Because you're not in your mind. If you're reading with your heart, your reading will become different completely. huge difference. The one from Egypt, he said to his wife, "Take care about him, be good to him. Maybe he would be benefit to us when we make him like our child." Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said now. Now Allah replied. It's a message. Wake up. I'm serious. When I look to you as a youth, I feel crying, Allah. I feel like I want Allah to take me. Imagine you are a youth and sitting like a zombie, reading like a zombie. What kind of that? What is that? It's almost like the angel of death coming and take your soul. Where's the seed? Where's the life? Where's the... Imagine how we can do if we sit like that. Or we sit like that. Like I'm in a cave of, retarded people. I'm serious. Is this a study? Please, if you sit like a zombie, leave. Wallahi, leave. Because you make me feel sick. If you have a heart, you should be thinking. You're going to receive messages from Allah, can change your life. How you can do anything in your life when you are so passive? How? You deserve the heavenly body, really. The one who touches you and make you like nuts, you deserve it. Really. Because this is your personality. You get what you deserve. Forgive me, my brother. Because it's a reality. I look to every community, Allah give them according to them. You change yourself, you watch what Allah will do for you. You said, but it's me. This is me. There's no such me in Islam. There's no such me. Because me with Allah is different. Allah can change me completely. If I want Allah, only. But if I do not want Allah, I'm in big trouble. Listen to this point now, Allah said it, and this is for all of us. And this way, we allow Yusuf alayhi salam to be inherited in the earth. Meaning Allah allowed him to live in this way. Allah planned it this way. And what he said after that. And we teach him from our knowledge and our unseen knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاللَّهِ مَا عَمْ شِبْرٍ وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his amr is above any amr. Allah amr is above any amr. وَلَكَ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the majority of people do not know. Is your children is not destined? Is your life is not destined? If you take it this way, even if I look to my kids and my kids is bye-bye, what I can do? Can I be slave to them? I can. I have to keep going. I have to keep going. I cannot be slave to them. Allah told me, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. The amr of Allah is going. Nothing I can do. And let me tell you something. Anybody is weak, the heart is weak. And if your heart is weak, your iman is weak. Don't ever forget. The strength coming from iman. The strength coming from iman. The will coming from iman. You feel you are weak? No, you are alive. You're not weak. You are alive. Because if you get closer to Allah, you will see Allah will switch your weakness with strength. Because look at the same person who said, I'm weak. If they like to cook something, if they like to come out, like a bad akhbar, mashallah, weak. Why? Because I like it. I desire it. And he said, subhanallah. I look at our youth and said, is this a woman of the future? Is this a man of the future? Ya Allah. May Allah give you mercy. Really, may Allah be mercy with you. I do not want to live until I see you guys when you grow up. Really, I do not. I do not know what you want to do with yourself. If this is a condition now, what are you going to do later? cannot stand up, at least in a gathering of listening and sitting, you're not really active inside. And you are open and alert and want and reach and ask questions. If you do not do that now, when are you going to do it? Now is your battery is out. You guys should go ready to the TV and run the Duracell battery and energizer and the batteries go out. All you have to do is sit and say the battery is out. You do not have to do anything. Battery is out. You see? You see even what I'm saying? Battery is out. What is the battery of a Muslim? What is the battery of a Muslim? His own Iman. Your own Iman is reflected in you and has nothing to do with your mental. If your brain is bye-bye, meaning your heart is bye-bye. And if your heart is bye-bye, meaning you're not really honest between you and Allah. That's it. Can I change it? No. Can I do anything about it? No. Can you advise? You can advise and can you blow your head off. If Allah will not open, nothing you can do. Can Ya'qub alayhi salam be anything to the 10 children? Tell me. Can the 10 become Yusuf? Can the 10 become Yusuf? No! More important than that, they take Yusuf with the intention to kill him. What we learn from that? And this is the sons of Ya'qub alayhi salam, son of Allah, Messenger and Prophet. Again, your kids is not belong to you. Each one is different door, each one is different guidance, every one Allah gives an opening, and nothing we can do about it. It's only in the hand of Allah. Only we can advise, we can support, we can do, and that's it. But if they decided to be a zombie, nothing we can do. We ask Allah to give tawbah to them. And let me teach you something from Allah. Any kids, if your kids, you see them far away from Allah, tell them please make tawbah to Allah between you and Allah. That's it, make tawbah. Let the children make tawbah. Because Allah, unless Allah gives them tawbah, I cannot do it, they cannot do it, nobody on earth can do nothing to them. They have to make tawbah. They have to. You have to initiate this idea in their heart. They have to go to Allah, oh Allah, if you wrote me among the people of Hifar, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me, please wake up. Don't worry about mommy and daddy. Enough is enough. Your book is very soon open, already open. Mommy and daddy cannot benefit you. You cannot play a game anymore. Don't sit in here because mommy and daddy. Sit for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because according to your heart, Allah will give you. Don't ever forget that. According to your heart, Allah will give you. If you sit as a liar, Allah cursing you. Allah cursing you and veiling you. Take it from me. Don't sit as a liar. And if you believe you are a liar, and nobody is a liar, he doesn't know. Just once and for all, make tawbah inside and say, Allah, give me tawbah. Make me honest, Ya Allah. Don't make me a liar, Ya Allah. And cry to Allah, because nobody is stupid. If you see him as a liar, just between you and Allah, cry to Allah and say, Allah, don't make me a liar. Oh Allah, give me tawbah. Allah will open for you. Only if you keep knocking in the door of Allah, ask Allah, oh Allah, give me tawbah. Oh Allah, give me tawbah. Oh Allah, give me tawbah. Honest to Allah, do that. Do you see the message now? وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Amr is غَالِب. Do you know the meaning of غَالِب? Oversee. Nothing can change the Amr of Allah. Is Ya'qub alayhi salam can stop what happened? No way. Because the Amr of Allah is going on. And Allah said the majority of people do not know. Do you know what it means to me? If I understand this verse, please, now there's a question. If I understand this verse, what should it do to me? If I understand this verse, what it should do to me? I want everybody to tell me. This verse, what it should do to me? one by one. والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. What it do to me? What I understand from that? Wait. Each one of you tell me, what it mean? What I gain from that? Worry about yourself. If you are alert, if you are honest, you will know. Something will come in your heart. What coming in your heart? Tell me. Whatever coming in your heart, tell me. What you gain from this verse? Please tell me what you gain from this verse. Anyone in here tell me something? Go ahead.
Allah has full power, control over everything.
Okay, what it do to you? Don't read. We already read it. Don't look what you're looking at. Look at your heart. What you give. You read the verse. What you give. Giving meaning when you really try to inculcate this knowledge in your heart, and it would hit you. It would give you some message. What's the message? Next. Next. Whatever. Next. Next. MashaAllah. You know what he said? It's a very like low word, but it's very beautiful. He said we should relax. Yes. You came to the bottom line. But also if I see you, worry. Worry about what? Tell me. If I see you looking to other, why are you looking to other? If you are worried about the relationship between you and Allah, do you think you will worry? Do you think you will be busy with others? No way. No way. Okay, what happened if somebody, my husband, my wife, my kids, distract me? What I do? What I should do? Yes. What's that? Read Quran. Next.
Remember Allah.
What's that?
Remember Allah.
MashaAllah. Do you know this answer what they said? It's true if he did it. If you go back and return the topic to Allah and you stop everything, wonder what happened. But can I go to Allah reading Quran and do zikr and it's overwhelming me? Is this relaxing? No way. No. I should look and that's it. And even I cannot talk. Can you talk? You cannot talk. If you talk, I promise you, you will be miserable. And you will be distracted and you will be a loser. Every time you look at your son or your daughter who take you away from Allah, you are a loser. Don't look at them. Don't be distracted by them. Don't. It's a fitna. Allah tell you, it's an enemy. Don't leave them alone. You go do deen with deen. What is written for them, Allah knows. Can we control anything? We can. Can we change anything? We can. But everything has a wisdom. And we know if he's so lovely, it's a wisdom and a trial. If he's so bad, it's a wisdom and a trial. Don't go to the trial. Get away. This is the main message. One more time, I will ask a question. Whoever does not answer, I will tell them to leave. Anybody else will ask a question and do not answer, I ask him to leave. Okay? Because meaning, if you cannot answer, meaning you're not here. And if you're not here, don't be here. Go to the bathroom, go wherever you want, but don't be here. I want people to be alert. You raise your hand, you're meaning. Okay, what do you want to do? What's that? Cry? Cry for what? Wait, I ask her. What's that? MashaAllah. Do you know what happened? She gives a right answer. Ask Allah to forgive us. But somebody will say, I did not make any sense. Don't worry about it. Because any calamity, any trial from our own sins and a tribulation for us. What Allah wants us to do? Make istighfar and cry to Allah. That's it. After that, I'm going to ask people to run them. All of a sudden, I move my finger until you answer. If you do not answer and you sit like a zombie, I tell you out. Because I want alert people. I do not want zombie. Honest to Allah. If we ended up with three people, I don't care. If one person, I do not care. And what I care about is people's heart. Heart really receive. And if you honest, you will answer. Don't answer. If you are a liar, something make believe, you will not answer. Why? Because you're not here. You're sitting with body. I do not want your body. Now, the end of 38. Actually, I want only the last piece of the verse. When we have to go to the verse before that to understand it. When he started giving them the interpretation of the dreams, he was amazing about what he's doing. What is Yusuf alayhi salam replied? He said, what I get is because I believe in Allah. You see, if you read verse 37, read verse 37 to 38. Read it yourself. And after that, we end up with the message. And all of a sudden, I will ask you, what is the message? Do you have Quran? Why not? Why are you sitting if you do not have Quran? Tell me. Tell me. How do you understand what I'm talking about? There's a lot of Quran in here. It's right here. And one more question, and anybody sitting doing nothing is out. Accept, leave, but don't sit like a zombie. Rubina, give me the message. Message in your heart, not in the Quran. Do you get any message or not? Whatever. Go ahead, young lady. Give me loud voice. You know what I need? I need to speak in my ear. I cannot hear.
You can't get anything if you just want to. You have to work for it.
Yep. This is not the message. 37, 38. Now the girl next to Rubina in the right. Loud. What's that?
The message that I got was that Allah uses so much, we don't thank Him for all His
goodness. The one in the left. Okay. The one in the left of Rubina. Yes. What's that? You just got here. Okay, read quick. 37:38, chapter of Yusuf. to lock behind her. No, I cannot read.
We should attribute anything that
from someone else. I cannot
read. Everything comes from Allah.
You have air in your lungs. Come on, I cannot hear you.
Everything comes from Allah, and we should attribute anything we get, any good or bad that we get, to anything else, then we should not do it.
The one next, in the one behind her, in the left, in the right. Yes. You guys are terrible. I cannot hear you. Let me tell you something honest to Allah. Somebody one time you tell me, according to your iman, you have a voice. The more iman you have, the more you want. You have, you want to do. You know? You want to scream, you want everybody to hear you on earth. Because how you can reach anything if you have no will? And your voice is a reflection of your will. Yes, sister Samir.
Okay, the message is for our any or any problem, we only look up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not understand, and we don't have the sources to help us, but it's all one truth. The only source that only help is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our yaqeen and iman strong.
And to thank Allah and show gratitude. This is the message. The message is, don't be mushrik. Don't be associated with Allah. Why today we are veiled? Because we associate. We're seeking everybody, but we're not seeking Allah. And no way you can really receive unless you're seeking Allah. If you look at us as a young youth, you are youth, we teach you to be a mushrik. We believe my graduation is the one with preventing me of being a very bad woman. My degree is the one who will make me a happy woman. My money is the one. If I have a degree and money, I might have a status in my house. You see this thinking? This can compensate my life. This can make me marry a better man. And the worst scenario, you will get a garbage man looking for your job. He's not looking for you. Because if you really have certain quality, certain men will be running after you, after your quality, not after your degree. And if you believe your degree and your status and your money will give you good life, you are a loser. You're already in shirk. You're already in deep shirk and you do not see it. Yes? Because you. Do you know what a scholar and randomly said something? And it's from India, believe it or not. He said, the companion give until they have nothing. When you have nothing, you can do tawakkul and you have yaqeen. But when you have, you cannot do tawakkul and yaqeen. Because you will do tawakkul and yaqeen with what you have. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And this is why I promise you, if you do not clean the shirt of your heart, I promise you a miserable life. In this life and the hereafter. And you always will be miserable. And you will never be happy. Never. You will never be content. Today I was thinking, if you talk to people overseas, they're so miserable. And if you go to their apartment overseas, they're so luxury. Luxury apartment. Very thin, you know, furnished. But they're so miserable. They're so miserable. They're not content. Their face is dark. They're always complaining. This is their trial. Because they believe they won't come to America. They won't get what you have. And we are in America, we won't go back. And we won't live like them. And we're not happy with what we get. And we keep fighting against each other. Every time I come to you, if I see you have a living room, a ladder in the living room, I go to my husband. Excuse me, she has a ladder in the living room. I want a ladder in the living room. or I look at your car, or I look at your house, or I look at your kitchen, or I look at your stove. Imagine this our mentality. Wow. And after that, we come to the reality. We are miserable people. Miserable with everything. Meaning we have everything, but we're so empty. We're so empty. We have no relationship. We have no harmony in the house. We have no love and contentment in the house. Why? Because the heart is not contented and connected with Allah. Is this what you want? Is this not a lie? And not only that, if you're not content, if you're not thanking Allah, you are a mushrik. Allah is not pleasing with you. Allah hates you. Is this not scary? Is this not scary? And not only that, we want our kids to follow our footsteps. Believe me, sisters, I make many of you so miserable. And they marry a doctor, an engineer, everything is miserable. They have the money, they have the houses, they have the car, but miserable. And not only that, do you know what's the sign of miserable? The sign of miserable is to live in this miserable. And if you live what this guy said, if you live in this life miserable, most likely you live in the hereafter miserable. What more than that? Tell me what more than that? If you're not content, if you're not happy with what Allah gave you, if you do not believe in Allah, if you do not thank Allah, if you do not look at yourself and thank Allah for what He offered you, how many of you owe this to Allah inside, deep inside, content and happy? Tell me, who among you owe this to Allah deep inside is content and happy? Tell me, whoever deep down, content and happy, tell me. Honest, very happy, content with Allah, and not looking for anything else except Allah. Tell me. Tell me. Who do not think about anything except the pleasure of Allah? Who do not worry about anything except the pleasure of Allah? This is the status of Islam. This is the status of a Muslim. The opposite of that is that is a mushrik. Because shirk is too many styles of shirk. And I will witness today the whole ummah in deep shirk. But all kinds of styles of shirk. If you believe your money is the one, if you believe your status is the one, if you believe your degree is the one, if you believe your kids is the one, if you believe your husband or your wife is the one, if you believe in your business, no. None of this is the one. The only one is the pleasure of Allah. This is the only one. And this is the message of me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. The majority of people do not thank you. Me. Do you think I believe you or I believe in Allah? I believe in Allah. I believe in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the majority of people do not thank me. Do you know to thank Allah what it means? To work for Allah, to remember Allah, to praise Allah. When we love somebody, what do? We keep talking about the person. What about Allah? Do you know if you really love Allah, you cannot talk about nobody except Allah. Don't tell me TV, don't tell me my friend. No, you are a liar. Don't tell me that, you are a liar. Because if you love Allah, if you really love Allah, you will talk only about one person. You will talk about only one being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you want a meal, if you want a dress, if you want something stupid, if you want the shoes, ya Allah, everybody will know about it. It becomes a red light and alert. Until you get your dress or your shoe or your sneaker or whatever. Wake up before it's too late. This is the messages Allah gives us. This is how you read Quran. You stop in certain message and say, where am I? And look even at the verses after that. Read the second two verses. verse 39 and 40. 39 and 40. By the way, forgive me, I do not like to talk about fiqh. I try to avoid it. I will ask a question. If I have a nail polish, is my wudu is okay or not? Can I have wudu? My wudu is gone. I cannot have wudu with nail polish. You won't get scared? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you read the sign before the day of judgment, he said, the woman will imitate the tiger. The are like the decoration of Al-Fa'r in the day of judgment. Imagine why we imitate the tiger. Why we need nails? For what? Because everybody gets nails. Why I want my nails to be long? Do you know a Muslim has to cut his nail every week? Every week, the Friday night. Which is a Friday night? Anybody know? Not you. What's that? Allah iftah alayk. Thursday night is a Friday night. It's recommended to cut your nails, to get your hair, but don't shave it. Do it with anything, but don't shave it. Okay? And around your private part to be clean and neat. This is a Muslim, male and female. Unless you want to be stink, don't worry about it. Do you know some of the scar among your people? But the real scar, the real ones, the ones who fear Allah, you know what they do? I see some of them, they're traveling with smoke brush. They know smoke brush what they do with it? They brush their own finger and toes to make sure there's not any dirt underneath their nails. Because they want to clean their hand before they make wudu. They're scared if any dot of dirt underneath the nail do not have water, they will be touched with it in the head fire. Look at their thinking and look at our thinking. What it will do to me if I have a long nail? It will give me a good personality. It will make me a lovely woman. It will give me a dignity. It will make me loving so much. If somebody came a man to me and said, look at my finger. You see my finger is so lovely? Is this will make me, you know, a very high status woman? Think. It's just an imitation. We should imitate, but imitate what? If you have a name, unless you have no wudu. If you have no wudu, you need no salah. If you have no salah, your relationship with Allah is completely stopped. You want to do that? Do it. But if you die in this state, you are a question mark. This how much is it? And for what? Imagine I'm ready to go to Hinfar for a nail polish. Think. What it will do to me? If I decorate it and I put the imitation, imagine one sister, I talked to her, you know what she told me? She told me, okay, I will break them and after I will do, I put them back. You do all this work? For what? It should be the mentality of the person. Do you know what it means? You worship your names. Your name become Akbar. It's not Allah Akbar. It's your name is Akbar. Is an amazing habit. And if I am polishing my nails of my toes, who will wash my toes? Imagine I walk and say, oh my toes, my toes are decorated, come see my toes. And can I tell you something honest to Allah? You woman, or astaghfirullah, you're not a woman. You are girls, you nearly are not even close to a woman. Or you're not close to any effeminate. Because the people in your country, what they do already? They have a rock. This rock to soften the edge of your heels, to make your feet smooth and nice. How many of you know that? Your toes and your feet, it look like a camel, you know, feet, and you worry about the grid. I do not understand. Thirty-nine and 40. What's the message? You receive the message?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What's that?
Worship only Allah.
Worship only Allah. What else? Anything else? What's that? What's that?
Straight religion.
What else? Go ahead. Say it again. You read. I want you to give me something from your heart. Go ahead.
There is no God but Allah.
MashaAllah. La ilaha illallah. Believe it or not, all of you is correct. All of you is correct if you really say it with your heart. I hope, Sister Samina, I'm not offending anybody. You sure?
Yeah.
Do you have something going on?
Yes.
Okay. Please, I don't want to offend anybody.
No, it's okay. Alhamdulillah, I've been telling them. This is not the first time. Whenever I would give them salah, the first thing I tell you is, SubhanAllah, it's good. They have to know.
No, you see what happened, believe me, in this class, I want to be easy with you. I want to really teach you Iman and Yaqeen. I want you to be close to Allah. But in the meantime, certain things, you cannot be close to Allah if you don't make salah. You see, it's a basic. I cannot, you know, blind my eyes. Imagine if a Muslim do not pray, what else left? You know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said? If I tell you about the verses, the hadith is reported, is really amazing. He said the difference between a Muslim and non-Muslim is salah. The difference between a Muslim and non-Muslim is salah. In the time of Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu, if somebody reported not making salah, just to throw his body away and not give him janazah. Is this not scary? This verse, or these two verses, is a very beautiful two verses. I'm not going to spend too much time because we're losing time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but Yusuf alayhi salam did that. You worshipping people, you worshipping things rather than Allah. Things you call it. You have to know, these people have a statue. We have a different statue. If we coming now to the beginning of September, and everybody becoming school Akbar, is this not a statue? If we have Islamic event has to be erased. If we have any Islamic activity, has to be erased, but the school has to come. Meaning we can lose ourselves, we can lose our children, but the school has to be the greatest. Tell me what it means. In the summertime, we ask you to do a Islamic camp for the students. How many family come? Very few. How many families? It is too expensive, a few. But in the time of a school, we willing to spend all our money, all our resources. We have alert, my kids go to school, and we happy they're going to be destroyed. Amazing. And when it comes to Islamic activity, we delay it. We have no time. Brother Ahmed, bye-bye Ahmed. Bye-bye. We have no time for you anymore. Because the school is number one. The school is the greatest. We should have a flag in our ummah. I'm calling one of my sister. They busy. They have no time. Why? Her son have examination. High school examination. Big deal. You never hear, my kids is going away. My kids is not close to Allah. Let's do something about it. You never see that. We never make the same effort, with the same heart, with the same amount of finance, we do it to the school. It hit me. How? And here, at this time, I should make a red alert. Even if we make halaqah at 12 midnight, 4 o'clock in the morning, any time should not be stopped. I should be continued. I should make effort in any way. I should really save myself and my family. And even if you do not want, I'm continuing. With you or without you, you coming with me or not, I'm going. This is Islam. You want to worship your school, you worship. You want to worship your college, worship. But you're a loser. How are you us winning to delay our school, or even college, for 1 year to build ourselves first? Show me one. Said, let me wait and build myself first, and I take it from there. If you die and you're delaying your school or college, and you try to please Allah, where are you going? And if you deny Allah because of college, is this not shirk? Is not the status of shirk? And before you know it, I will not touch you for at least 12 years. Because college after college, 1 year after 1 year, after that the graduation, after that the residency, after that this and that, after that. And before you know it, it's gone. And now you're sitting with a bunch of children, you do not know what to do. Or you will be running like chicken without him making money, and your kids are dumping in the masjid with the intention, mashallah, masjid will give the benefit to the children. No. It's a wrong understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the second verse very beautifully. أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. He commanded us to worship only Allah. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is the way of life, the beautiful way Allah gave it to us. وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. You see? وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The majority of people, they do not know. Imagine if me, a Muslim, this verse would be replying to me. Meaning, unless I'm not here, you're not in that. Because if I cannot see the message of Allah, unless our people. Do you understand or not? Are you with me or not? I will ask questions. Now let's go because the time is running out. Now we jump to 68. Now quick, tell me what the message. Now, I want you to keep in your mind and your notes, 67 and 68, it has a message. What is the 67? The eyes, the evil eyes. Yaqub alayhi salam, according to the report, his sons were so pretty, so handsome. And when he was going to Egypt, he said, don't go from one door, go from too many doors. Why? They look so handsome. And he knew he can have evil eyes. By this way, again, is recommended. If we have some goodness, we can hide it. It's allowed in Islam. But not to the point, oh, bad eyes, oh, bad eyes. No. We take precautions, but we have a belief. And this why, in the end, look at the end of verse 67. After he gives him the advice, he says, وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And I cannot protect you from Allah by any means. أنا الحب إلا لله. The command only belongs to Allah. Meaning what is written? Is written. عليه توكل. I rely on Allah. وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. Do you see it or no? وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. Those who do rely on Allah, they will rely on Allah. First, meaning in here is a message. If you rely on Allah, Allah will protect you. Do you see it? If you rely on Allah, Allah will protect you. Now the end of verse 68. وَإِنَّهُ لَذُوْ وَلَكِنْ أَكْفَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We give him knowledge from our knowledge, but the majority of people do not know this knowledge. What is the knowledge Allah talking about here? Do you know according to Tafsir what the knowledge Allah given? Allah, he talk about certain knowledge in here. Yaqub, he has a knowledge. What is the knowledge? Let me tell you right away. According to the majority of Tafsir, Yaqub alayhi salam, he knows from the beginning what happened to Yusuf is a trial. And he have yaqeen in Allah. And he know one day Yusuf is coming back. When, how, is not his business. Do you understand or no? The knowledge, the unseen knowledge. What is the unseen knowledge? Allah can give you certain knowledge. It make you content, it make you happy. What about if I see my kids is bye-bye? Nothing I can do about it. Now, if I see my kids is bye-bye, and it's so bad, I make dua, I try, and that's it. Can I be possessed with them? I can. I really can. Don't ever forget that. And this is what we're doing today. You do your job, you do your advice, and that's it, and you have to keep going. Now let's go to 86. Now, before you read 86, let me tell you the story. Later on, years go by, he lost his eyes from crying over Yusuf. Now, when they went to Egypt and they get some knowledge and some news, and he lost another boy, Benjamin. He said, you're going to destroy yourself over this boy? You are crazy? You lost already your eyes. You're going to lose yourself? Now, when his sons tell him that, what Yaqub replied, he replied with this verse. Do you see it or no? Now I want you to go back, do a verse to 83. Read 83. Do you see it or no? To Samina, do you know? By the way, is your name is Samina or Thamina? Eh? Thamina, you're right. Because Samina meaning is a fat one. Thamina meaning is a precious one. One by seen and one by tha. You are tha or seen? You sure? Tha. Okay. Not seen. Okay, go ahead. Do you get 83? Do you get 86? Do you see the message? What it teach me? It teach me I should only complain to Allah. Only. You want to cry, cry to Allah. You want to complain, complain to Allah. But that's it. And have faith. Do you see it or no? Now 87. You have to inculcate it in your heart. Do you get it or no, Sister Thamina? I always call you Samina, not Thamina.
him. What is 87? Don't read it to me. Tell me what's coming in your mind. This one is the message. You see, I do not want you to read for me what you read in the verse. What's coming in your heart? Let me tell you something, because even the translation is not so good. He said, "Oh my sons, go and look for Yusuf and his brother. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Don't be despair of the mercy of Allah. Don't be despair of Allah. Don't be despair of Allah. وَنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only this despair one from the mercy of Allah, Allah, only the kafir. The Muslim always have faith. I'm a sinner, I'm a weak, I'm this, I'm that, but I always say Allah Akbar. Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Kareem, Allah is Wadood, Allah is Hanan and Mannan. Always, don't ever. You can be the worst woman on earth, the worst man on earth, but say Allah, I'm your slave. Allah will be for you. Don't ever forget that. Allah does not care about our piety. Allah cares about our belief and faith. This is a marine piety. Doesn't mean piety mean, because piety is not a worship and that's it. No. The ultimate worship is an internal worship. To be content and calm, to be relaxed and have faith in Allah, whatever happened. Believe me, yesterday I was driving, going back home, and my car started acting up. According to the technical listening of mine, is 100% transmission is going down. What I do? I do sick. Can I do anything? No, but human. Today, I left 2 hours early, just in case, if something happened, I still can make it and call one of you guys to come and pick me up. And I came. If you believe in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do the power. The power of Allah above any power. You have to rely on Allah, not what you have. Don't ever forget that. Rely on Allah, not what you have. Do you get it? But by the way, if you have any weakness, is this meaning you have faith in Allah? Tell me. I'm so weak. Is this meaning I'm having faith in Allah? No way. No way. I rely on Allah? No way. I have thiqah in Allah? No way. Thiqah, have faith in Allah, rely on Allah, have tawakkul, yaqeen. Do you know what it do? It gives you power, strength. It changes your personality. You want to change your personality, get closer to Allah. Allah changes you completely. I promise you. Go to 96. Do you know what happened? When they went and they meet Yusuf, and he gave them his shirt, and he said, "Go, take this shirt, throw it in the face of my father, he will become okay." Now how Yusuf, which is 48 years later, he know what will happen and what happening to his father? Look at now the satellite communication between one heart to another after 48 years. The son, he know what happened to his father, and he know this shirt will do the job. What is now? This is the unseen knowledge. Can we get some of that? Yes, we can. Yes! Yes, we can. How? The more you rely, the more you have faith, the more Allah will show you. Don't ever forget that. It has nothing to do with anything else. And it has to do against the will, against the understanding. Don't ever try to comprehend it. Imagine all of a sudden, this is my brother, take this
his shirt, throw it in my face of my father, Allah will become okay. How he know? We just said it. At this moment, he already left his father 48 years ago. Look at the father now what he said. قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. Did I tell you I know from Allah what you do not know? Do you see how the story is going and what the message is from Allah to us? Do you see it? What mean? Allah gives a story, but in the end of the story, in the end of the scenario, is the messages. Do you see the messages or no? Now, the ultimate verse I love so much. Now, go to 100 to 106. 100 to 106. But before you go to that, bear with me for a moment. You remember the beginning of the story of Yusuf? Who remembers the story? When Yusuf alayhi salam has a dream and he sees all the stars surrounded to him, make prostration to him. And by the way, prostration in the time before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it used to be called prostration of tashrif, elevation. It's not a prostration of worship. Meaning, people used to prostrate in front of a king, a wise person, an elder, a father, whatever, anybody with status, used to make sajda. But at this time you call it sajda tashrif. Sajda, elevation, and respect is not a worship. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, it was finished. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the companion was wanted to make sajda to him, he said, if I commanded anybody to make a sajda, I will command the wife to make a sajda to her husband. Now our man loves her. And he said, oh, you see, you have to do this for me, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to obey me. And to become the minister of the house with the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, yes, the woman, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has to obey the husband. Yes, the woman has to do all this. And the husband also has to be mercy and kind to his wife. By this way, it is, you have to look at both advice. You cannot look at one advice and do the opposite. You do not say, give me water, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. And she's going nuts and you don't even move. If she wants to do that for you from love and devotion, alhamdulillah. But it's not supposed to be with a command and harshness. It is not Islam. Because according to Sharia, a woman is not supposed to cook. The woman is not supposed to clean. It's attractive from the woman to the man. But also the man not supposed to have you living in the palace. No. If I get you a piece of bread, one piece of cloth, some water, I did my duty. He elevated his parents. He elevated his parents and they prostrated to him. What he said, look at what he said to also understand. Can you look, please make sure is that is correct?
Yes, fine.
Okay. And what he said, this is what I saw before. My Lord, Rabbi, he made it true. What I saw before, Allah made it true. And he bring you from the Badr. And Allah take the shayateen thing between me and you. He did not send my kids, my brothers are a killer, you won't kill me. He didn't say nothing. Do you see? Now among us, you call your sister, you call your brother, and she tell you, you remember what you said to me 10 years ago? I will never forgive you. You remember what you did? I have one sister, she cried to me and she tell me, I make a mistake with my husband many years ago. And every night, you look at me and tell me, I will never forgive you. Imagine how she feel when day and night he tell her, he look at her, I'll never forgive you. She said, I'll do anything for you. I said, I'll never forgive you. Tell me, what kind of feeling is that? What kind of life is that? What kind of Islam is that? There's a teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Mecca, he said, I'm going to tell you what Yusuf alayhi wa sallam did his brother. اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. Go, you are free. This is what Allah wants from us. This is what Allah wants from us. Anybody do mischief to you, forgive them. Forgive. This is a quality of the Muslim, forgive. But don't forgive and make a list. You remember what you did, you remember what you did, you remember what you did. Forgive. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لَمَّا يَشَاءُ إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لَمَّا يَشَاءُ. Do you know Latif? One of Allah's attributes. One of the most beautiful names of Allah. Allah is Latif. Anybody know what meaning Latif? Anybody know what meaning Latif? We said Allah is Latif. Okay, this is what we understand, sister. Me too. I used to believe that until I studied the most beautiful name of Allah. I said, what was it? Why people do not teach us? Latif means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows the ultimate knowledge. Not any time knowledge is getting away from Allah. Allah is Latif. He knows the depth of everything, seen and unseen. Knowing him, Latif. Latif, you see, the name of Allah is unique, and each one of them is unique. And also Latif can mean Allah is compassionate in the details. Allah to care about even the detailed things. For example, if you're sick, you have pain, you have a problem, say, Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Altif Ya Rab. You know? لَمَّا يَشَاء. If he were, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. He all-knowing, he all-wise. Do you know today, if we live with some Allah attribute, it will change our life. If I look to my family, and I see all kinds of things I do not like, I have to return it back. I said, Allah is Alim. Allah is Hakim. Allah is all-wise. Something belongs to Him. What about all what I see I do not like? I could not be, or I should not be, so distracted. You see, the name of Allah and the Iman of Allah will help me to deal with it. Because some of our kids can actually take us to an fire. Really. Because it will make you so possessed day and night, day and night, day and night, day. It will kill you. It will take your matter away. It will take your emotion. Like an evil person. Why you do that? Why? To support sometimes mother and brother against the son or daughter of their action. Don't do that. Leave them. It's a trial. It's a trial. Now, the most beautiful part of Surah Yusuf. The most beautiful part in Surah Yusuf, and this is the part, the most part I love. I love this part so much more than any embodied measure. And this has many stories in my life. Verse 101. And there's many ahadith about it, and many tafsir about it. Verse 101. What is it? Read it, and I will tell you. I wish my corresponding here. She has a very strong, loud, clear voice. By the way, when anyone absent with us, you should call them and find out how is he doing, if he okay or not, is there anything we can do. We have Habib mother, she did not show up. We have the corresponding lady, she didn't show up. Who else? No. By the way, anytime anybody missing from the people who always come, please put them up and see how they're doing. Now, when Yusuf alayhi salam Now remember, I'm not going to go through it now, but I'm going to go through it. Yusuf alayhi salam, he been tried with all trials. The envy, the jealousy. When he was young, his brother won't kill him. People disgraced him and sold him with pennies and a small amount of money. He'd been bought and sold twice. Do you see how many things went through? But this way, if I feel Allah give me a calamity, remember Yusuf. Is he here being slave and been sold? Because believe it or not, we should thank Allah all the time. Because we have plenty to thank Allah for. But we do not thank Allah, really. And this is the problem. Now, what else? He goes to his house. He gets the temptation. The temptation of women. The temptation of youth. The temptation of luxury life. From a slave to luxury, to temptation. After that, to jail. After the jail, for a long time, nobody knows. This one, people do not know when they meet back, because people do not know. Is 12 years in jail, or 14 years in jail, 17 years in jail? Nobody knows exactly, different interpretation according to different rawayah. The main thing is, imagine when you are in jail and you don't know if you're coming out or not, and for something you do not commit, and you are a messenger, and a prophet, Ya Allah, who am I? And once we do not get something, we are ready to scream.
At which point did you become a prophet? Did you know he was a prophet? Between which?
No, no, you cannot say that.
No, when did he know?
When he knew by himself?
Yes.
I do not know. If I tell you, he will be alive. Because don't forget, he knew from his own childhood. Yaqub alayhi salam knew. But mom is a woman, nobody told. When he started having, don't forget, Yusuf alayhi salam, if he was a messenger also only or messenger prophet, is Yusuf alayhi salam as a book?
No.
No. By the way, he is a messenger or a prophet? What's that?
Nabi.
Nabi meaning what? No, I said. Nabi. Okay, messenger? Is it Nabi meaning messenger or prophet?
Nabi is coming in the sense of God.
What's that?
Allah's coming will not receive the Holy Spirit.
I understand, but in English.
In the messenger is the one who brings the message from Allah.
Okay, in this case, he is a prophet, but he's not a messenger. That's why he doesn't have a revelation, but he has an inspiration. You understand me? Now, when? I do not know exactly. And any time the stories have many report, I leave it. I do not know. But focus now about this message. Because now he is a prophet. He is in the front of this elevation. He is the treasurer of Egypt. All his family were straining to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to see the dream coming true. Now meaning the ultimate gift from Allah. Now Allah give you complete tamkeen, completely victory. Now what you do? Be arrogant? Be stubborn? I will do such and such to you? You guys give me hardship, I will give you no hardship? This is what we do with each other. We have no love and mercy on each other. Look carefully to what he said. Rabbi. You see the first word? Rabbi. If you said to Allah, Rabbi, the whole seven heaven is shaking. If you say it in the right way. If you say it with your heart. With your heart. Rabbi. You give me from all this treasure. And you teach me from all this inspiration and learn to translate an interpretation of all these dreams. فاطر السماوات والأرض, the one who created the earth and the sky. أنت وليي في الدنيا والآخرة. You are my wali in my دنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Make me die as a Muslim and resurrected me with the pious people. You see his compliment and humility? He didn't say, and I am pious. He said, and resurrected me with those who are pious. The emojis here is a Quran. Anyone of us can use it. Rabbi, قَدْ أَتَيْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ قَدْ أَتَيْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Take the second part. Sit down between me and Allah and say, أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, make me be my wali, Ya Allah, and make me belong to you, Ya Allah. Don't make me belong to anybody except you, Ya Allah. Be my only wali, Ya Allah. Take care about me, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, make me die as a Muslim and be resurrected among the good people and the pious people. This Yusuf alayhi salam. Now look at what Allah said after that. ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ. This was the unknown knowledge, the unseen knowledge. نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ. We reveal it to you. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. He was not there when he was planning against Yusuf. He was not there. He was not there with whom he planned. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And the majority of people is not a believer. The majority of people is not a believer. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Don't ask him for any reward. It is a reminder to the ins and jinn. Now, listen to this verse, very important. وَكَأَيْنَ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. How many signs in the sky and earth they go toward it and they pass it and they do not even see it. وَمَا يُؤْمِنْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Do you hear that? Verse 106. And nobody believes in Allah, and except the majority is doing shirk with Allah. Do you see it or no? Now, look at this now. This is now advice now for all of us. Are you are having security and insurance from the torture of Allah? They can get it. They can get it. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they will never feel it. And after that, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Say, Ya Muhammad, this is my way. أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. I am inviting toward Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرًا. With basira, with vision from Allah. أَنَا. Me. وَمَنْ اتَّبَعَنِ. And here is a very important point. أَنَا وَمَنْ اتَّبَعَنِ. You have to stop and think. Are you a follower of Muhammad or no? Yes or no? Our young youth is bye-bye. Are you guys feeding your kids drugs? The kid is sitting, is not here. Really? If you see him, it's mashallah. If I go to Bronx with people having marijuana and whatever, are you with me? Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Muhammad, أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ. Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ. Me and whom following me. He did not say, أَنَا وَأَصْحَابِ. He did not say, me and my companion. Because if he said, me and my companion, we are out. Do you understand it or no? By this way, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what he said? Sayyidina Muhammad, this is my way. هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله. By this way, who am I now? I'm a Muslim. Supposed to do what? أدعو إلى الله. أنا ومن اتبعني. You want to be a follower of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? You have to invite Allah. You have to. You must. Take it from me. Go study. doing your degree, but you will not be among the people of Muhammad. Get your degree. Get everything you want. If you do not invite to Allah, you're not among Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take it from me. At this moment, no Muslim can be a Muslim unless he invites the word of Allah. You have to. You must. This is your job. This is your title. The one Allah give it to you. The moment you deny that, you're not among the people of the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't get me sweet. In the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam birth, and tell me, mashallah, I love you, Rasulullah, I love you, Rasulullah. But you have no love with Rasulullah. You have no anything below to Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is my way. I invite both Allah, me and those who follow me. Wa subhanallah, wa ma'ana min al-mushrikeen. Praise to Allah, am I not among those who do shirk? Now, if you want to read the following, again, advice. This advice is so unbelievable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go, walk, look at earth, look at the villages, what happened to them, I destroyed them. And look, the people was weak, and they are completely under pressure, and they think they will be completely lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory and give saving to whom? The one inviting to Allah. And those who are in dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgrace and finish. And Allah ended. This is a story. We give it to you as a wisdom to those who have looked. لُؤُلِ الْأَلْبَابِ. It is not to anyone. لُؤُلِ الْأَلْبَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah wa tafsila kulla shayin, and completely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives us all the detail of everything, wa huda, and guidance and mercy, liqawmin yu'minun, to people who believe, not to many people, to people who believe. Do you see how the verse goes? Meaning what we said now is not for anybody, this for people who believe. Do you get it? Can I give all these messages? Somebody's leaving? No. Somebody might die? No. Somebody's not here? No. Only for those who believe. Now, this Saturday we have a meeting in Sister Famila's house. And we decided, inshallah, by the will of Allah, we organize another camp in the end or the last 2 weeks of August. Those who are interested, inshallah, I ask you with Sister Zamina, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make another meeting, another next Saturday, for the finalizing of those who want to come and the details. Don't worry about the details. The main thing is how to migrate toward Allah, how to leave our houses, our living, and just to try to spend 2 weeks for Allah. This is all about. Okay, those who are interested, you can contact either one of the two, Thamina, not Samina. Okay, either one, you can contact them and talk about that. But nobody would come with us unless they can meet me, youth and adult, meaning the youth and the parents together. Because I do not want to bypass people that just parents push them, and once you arrive there, my parents send me to come. No. If you do not want to come by your power, don't even think about it. Adult or youth, you have to be wanted by your heart. Don't tell me my parents push me. Don't tell me I'm coming only because my parents tell me to come. I do not want anyone like that. Man or boy or girl. Okay? If you really want Allah and you want to spend 2 weeks for Allah, you're more than welcome with us. We can contact the two Thamina and we talk about it inshallah and we have a meeting together. Okay, inshallah? Any question, any concern about what we said? Any question, any concern? Is everybody get the message from Surah Yusuf? Do you see how many messages? Go ahead.
You know the last ayah of your training, you said all of us are responsible to do the message of Allah.
Yes.
That responsibility equally applied to the men and women's
both? Okay, you see, mashallah, she asked me a question. Is responsibility for man and woman or equal or what? When the Ummah is drowning and Islam is going down, now that our responsibility becomes farther, according to your qualification. Now, if for example you can motivate your husband and your husband doing all the work and you can sit down in the home, doing what Khadija, supporting him, alhamdulillah. If Allah give you a quality and you can do, your husband should give you the right and the freedom to do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this time, I believe in the front of Allah, we have a big, big deal. Because what happened is, look at even our youth. If our youth go to college with the intention of inviting to Allah, not going to the college, meaning imagine, instead of taking full-time student, take part-time student. And another full-time time uses for da'wah to Allah. Don't worry about EMG. Worry about people who spread Islam. People who enter Islam to Allah. If you get A+, if you be the number one in your college, and you do not invite nobody to Islam, this college will be witness against you in the nation. And if you get C or F, whatever, and you invite 10, 15 people to Islam, you are a winner. But it's only if I understand who am I and what is my duty. By this way, I believe today, young, youth, old, adult, whatever, men or male, if your sister knows the duty of men, you will be screaming until you die. Because men has a big duty. And 99, what I can tell you, almost one every million of Muslims do a little bit of his duty. One in a million, maybe one every 100 million. And the majority of Muslims is by power, is running after their job and money and kitchen and food and wife and kids, and that's it. We are in big trouble. By this way, when the time of the calamity is becoming the world completely different. Do whatever you can, save whatever you can, young or old. And don't say I'm young, don't say that. Because if you die, you cannot say Allah, I'm young. Don't ever say we're not young. If you are adult, you are adult. In the front of Allah, you are completely, completely responsible. Unless you lost your mind, you are in a mental institute, it's different. You are completely examined. But don't come in Islam and say, I do not know. And in your own nonsense, you know everything. Don't do that. Okay, inshallah? We are responsible. We all are responsible. In the front of Allah, I'm telling you, we all are responsible. We have to do whatever we can, the maximum we can. Now, we have books today we're supposed to give it to some of you. But I do not know who is hungry. Okay, we have to wait until Salat Zuhr because I won't talk to you. Because I do not want to give books and the books go to the shelf. I do not do that. I won't give it to those who take it with their own right. Meaning, you tell me, you want to read, you want to invite people who come into your house, anybody coming, by the time you call, you give them some books, let them read. You send me, invite people to witness by any means possible. But if you want to take it and put it in the shelf, don't take it. If you want to take it and use it, inshallah, say bismillah. And this is my kids. I'm taking it for my kids. What happened if you went by God? Take it for yourself first. Don't take it for your kids. Stop it. Don't do things for your kids. Do it by yourself. Okay, inshallah. It's a time for Salat Zuhr, inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. Wa hasbuna Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت عليك توكلت وأنت رب العرش العظيم ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما وأحصى كل شيء عددا اللهم أعوذك من شر نفسي ومن شر كل دابة أنت آخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم اللهم اغفر لنا واغفر لنا ولا تجعلنا اخيرا الا في مخطاه لنا رب العالمين واجعلنا راضين بمخطاه لنا رب العالمين وبارك لنا في مخطاه لنا رب العالمين اللهم استخدمنا وصدينا على سنه حبيبك المصطفى وانت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us to spread the word of Allah according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the acceptance of Allah, with the pleasure of Allah, with the blessing of Allah, with the light of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us die as a Muslim, resurrected among the pious people. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam. Anybody coming to me today, I tell them, please cut your head off. Why? Living in a Western society, it gives you arrogance. Me, my mind, my education, my money, my spirit, everything is me. Where's the Creator in your agenda? Where's God in your agenda? Do you ever say, oh Creator, can you show me, guide me Creator, give me wisdom, what it means? We're not seeking anything from the Creator. We think I am. This, you know who's that? This Shaitan. The devil, he's the one who always said me. But a Muslim, a real Muslim, said, oh Allah, oh the Creator, oh the ruler, oh the wise, oh the light, oh the one who we've guided, show me the way, guide me, give me Allah, Allah will give you. The more you cut yourself from outside condition, the more the reality of Allah coming to you. If you look at us today, what's the problem? We get attached to the condition. We get attached to the situation. It can be a child, husband, wife, mother, situation. And we're supposed to be cutting everything except from Allah. And even I said to some sister today, even us, especially our woman, once we get married, they still have the loyalty to mother and father. And they forget, once you marry, loyalty changes.